Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, and we found out at the press conference yesterday, you may have known beforehand, that Larry Smith will be the starting quarterback for Vanderbilt when they take the field Saturday against Western Carolina. I don't think that's any big shock, is it, you know, for those who are around the program?
No, probably not. If you were watching practice the last few days, I think you got the impression that the decision had been made. You know, Larry was getting a little bit more of the reps. He was usually the first guy in drills and in situations. And he's been very consistent. He's played very well. He brings a lot to the table. He's got a very strong arm. You know, he's one of those guys that when he was recruited, everybody thought of him kind of like as the running quarterback, and that's all he does. Well, he's a lot more than that. He's big. He's got a strong arm. He can throw on the run, and he's very calm. He's very collected, customer. Even though he's played very little in college, he seems to be very confident in his situation. So he'll be the starter. It's actually, a great situation to have a guy like Mackenzie Adams there, who's been through the wars, who has won some big games. You can imagine he's disappointed that he didn't get the starting nod, but he hasn't said anything about it. He's in his role, and he knows he's been a big part of the success in recent times and probably will be again.
Joe, another thing that Bobby Johnson mentioned in relation to Larry Smith is that he's a winning player. He had, a very successful career in high school, and is, you mentioned with the Music City Bowl win back last season to finish up the year. I mean, he's continued that in the limited amount of time he's played in college.
Yeah, I think his high school was like 39-2 during his years there, including a state championship his last year when they went undefeated. And that's when guys get used to winning, that's what they expect to do. It does carry over. I've talked to a lot of guys over the years at Vanderbilt who came from big programs that won a lot of games in high school. And one of the hardest things for them to deal with was losing. They were not accustomed to it. And they came to Vanderbilt in those years, a number of years ago when the teams weren't very good. And, guys that came in after going 11-12-0 for seasons, going 2-9 and 2-10, they didn't handle it very well. But I do think there is a factor involved when guys like Larry are accustomed to winning. That's all they know. And that's what they believe, and it carries over. So he does have a certain, factor that he brings into the huddle that there's a lot of confidence in him. And, we'll see how it goes. But I know he's very excited to be the starter.
Joe, explain a couple of the other things that are going on this weekend in relation to the Hall of Fame stuff and also with the Black and Gold night for opening night.
Yeah, well, this is a big weekend. The home weekend of the first home weekend of the football season is designated as the Hall of Fame weekend, and we'll be installing the second class of Hall of Famers into the Vanderbilt Athletics Hall of Fame on Friday night. So we're really looking forward to that as that'll take place over at the Marriott on Friday night. They'll be honored as well during the game on Saturday. Saturday is part of National College Colors Weekend. Everybody has been asked to really, go all out to make sure that you wear your team's colors, not only on Saturday, but really on Friday as well. But to the game, we're doing things a little bit different. So instead of doing a blackout or a whiteout, we're going to do a half and half, black and gold. So half the stadium is asked to dress in black and the other half in gold. So basically, if you're on the west side, sections A through K, you wear black. If you're on the east side, sections L through V, you're asked to wear gold. So we're really looking forward to seeing how that turns out.
For those of us directionally challenged, the west side is the press box side.
Very
correct?
Good, Kevin.
Yes, I'm learning. Oh, I thought about John Gromo saying that the big scoreboard is usually on the north end of the stadium. I've used that as a reference point almost everywhere we've gone, except for Georgia.
Except for Georgia, that's right. Georgia's different. They face a different direction. But pretty much every place else, the press box is the west side of the field.
We'll talk to you tomorrow,
Joe. Okay, guys. See you later.